programs designed to turn your smartphone into a volunteer opportunity. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A company called The Extraordinaries is creating applications designed to allow users to do some good while they fiddle with their smartphones. The idea is to allow nonprofits and other organizations to tap into the power of their memberships and support networks, enlisting people to perform tasks on their phones. Those tasks range from classifying photographs to translating documents. A rough beta version is available for the iPhone, with a more complete version due later this year. Jacob Kolker is co-founder and CEO of The Extraordinaries.
We want to change the way people look at their free time and to see those moments when you're sitting in a doctor's office as an opportunity to log into our system and to translate documents on the smartphone, to talk to an immigrant for 10 minutes to help improve their pronunciation, doing what is essentially crowdsourcing using a few spare minutes of the human mind for social good.
What are some other things people will be able to do with their free time using this application?
So the Library of Congress, Smithsonian, Brooklyn Museum, a lot of these organizations have thousands of photos that are not searchable because they don't have tags. So when you go to Google or any search engine and you type in cat or dog, the images that pop up of cats and dogs are tagged with the words cat or dog. The computer doesn't know that that's a picture of a dog. It's been assigned a tag. And so the Smithsonian, the Library of Congress, and a lot of these organizations have entire photographic eras of history that are sitting on, you know, hard drives in the basement, and they're not accessible because they don't have tags. And so as you log into the system and you look at a photo and you describe it, green, water, blue, sky, baseball, whatever, each time you do that, each time you add a tag, you help to make that photo accessible to the general public and more, and become searchable, essentially.
So that's an example of something Extraordinaries users can do now. What will they be able to do in the future that you haven't built yet?
You could translate documents. Many of us have language skills that right now are not necessarily being utilized. So what if in a few minutes of your spare time, you could log in, help a nonprofit turn a brochure from English into Spanish, or watch a few seconds of a video clip and then add subtitles to that video clip. And over the course of a couple days, if enough people log in, a few seconds here, a few seconds there, suddenly you're able to add subtitles to a film with a much, much cheaper cost than it would take to go to a professional firm to do that. So for nonprofits and organizations, we increase capacity, lower costs, and give them new tools for how they can engage their tens of thousands of members they have in their database.
In their idle time, smartphone users like to do things like browse the web, listen to music, and play games. What makes you think they want to, you know, do more work, sometimes tedious work, probably?
You know, with 60-hour work weeks, with kids, with running errands, with the stress of everything else, it's hard to find 4 hours to do social good, but that doesn't mean that people don't have a connection to community or a desire to give back. And if we can make it easier for people to do that, I think we're going to see an increase in civic engagement.
Jacob Kolker is co-founder and CEO of The Extraordinaries, which recently grabbed second place in a global competition for creative use of technology by nonprofits. That competition is run by TechSoup, a group that connects nonprofits with technology resources. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.